Alexander couldn't wait. He was so excited that it was the first day of the week, because this was the day the church gathered in his parents' home for worship. Everyone brought delicious food to share, such as olives and barley bread. Alexander loved to sing songs about Jesus and to hear the letters from Paul read aloud. He loved that his entire family would gather together. He was especially glad that he would see his grandmother today. Today's letter from Paul was extra special. Paul wrote it for Alexander's father, Timothy. Alexander couldn't wait to hear what Paul had to say to his father. Timothy sat among the gathered believers and said, "As many of you know, for years the Apostle Paul has traveled in the lands surrounding the Mediterranean Sea. When he visited our town, Paul made friends with many people, including my mother Eunice and my grandmother Lois. My mother and grandmother followed the teachings of Jesus. The story of Jesus was so exciting and so wonderful that they taught me to be a follower of Jesus as well." Alexander glanced at his father's mother and grandmother. They were beaming with delight. "When I was a young man, Paul invited me to travel with him and to teach about Jesus to lots of different people. The story of Jesus was so marvelous and so stupendous that I had to pass it on. With gratitude to God, I now pass the story to you." Hear what Paul has to say in his letter. "Dear Timothy, my beloved child, this is your friend Paul writing to you. I remember you constantly and thank God whenever I think of you. I pray for you every day and night. Keep teaching the good news of Jesus as I taught it to you. Teach with faith and love. And remember, Timothy, God's word is like a treasure within you, and the Holy Spirit will help you guard that treasure." Timothy challenged the gathered believers. "Now you have heard the story. It's your turn to pass it on. Who will you tell?" Alexander puffed with pride to hear of Paul's love for his father. Even more, he wondered who he would pass the story to. It was so marvelous and so stupendous that he just had to pass it on.